Once again, let me thank everyone who has contributed and everyone who has come tonight. The next reader is Michael Castro, and when I think of poetry, I think of Michael Castro. And when I think of River Styx, he was one of the founding editors. Please welcome Michael Castro.
Thank you. Walter is from Ashland, Missouri. Big city on his horizon is Columbia. Bob, I mentioned, is from Boonville. We have poets here from all over the state. Jim Bogan and Sandy Prim are here from Rolla. Clarence Wolfshoal is from somewhere in the woods in Callaway County. And Bob Stewart, we're especially happy, is here. He's a native of St. Louis, but he's come all the way from Kansas City. So we're really happy to have everybody here, along with the other St. Louis area people who are in the anthology at Duff's. Each of these readings has had its own flavor. Before I get into the flood material, I want to give this one a little St. Louis flavor with a piece called St. Louis Blues Revisited. Blue is the blues of this town, and blue are the bars that burn the night down like a candle. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue heat, street sign, blue core, flame, gas, blue blaze, haze, glaze is a name. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the rain song that hums and comes from blue whale clouds that rumble like drums. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the whiskey that gnaws in the gut. Blue is the uniform makes a man strut. Blue is the lead in the gun chamber rut. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the ghetto, blue the stone rubble, blue the dope powder, blue the hope bubble. Blue are the trains, the veins, the migraines. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the ballpark, blue all the museums, blue the caged monkey who swings between screams. Blue is the arch and the gateway of dreams. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the hitman, blue in a bottle. Blue is the street girl, blue her eye shadow. Blue is the beat of the street and the news. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the song, blue the bird, songster. Language as long and as strong as a dinosaur. The tree's teeth are chattering airplane chainsaw. Blue is the blues of this town. Blue is the smoke over rims of the stack. Blue is the waterfront, blue both sides of track. Blue is the love that is eaten by crack. Blue is the blues of this town. The poem I have in the anthology is called Heraclitus Got It Right. Heraclitus is the 5th century B.C. or so Greek philosopher of change. One of his maxims is, the only thing that does not change is change itself. And actually the title, which is a wonderful title, was suggested rather strongly by the editors of this magazine, who it turns out they said that most of the poems they were getting were like mine, had flood prominently in the title. Mine was real original. It said something like Notes on the Flood of 93. And so they took a line from the poem and made a much better title and poem of it. And my students who are here, I'm always bugging them about titles, so I don't always get it right either. Okay, this is sort of a collection of impressions. It's almost different voices. We were on dry land, but the river was in the air around us, thick and humid as dusk blended to night, dampening the seats of an open-windowed car. You couldn't see it, but the river was in the cracks and grumblings of thunder, in the dark brows and churning stomachs of clouds. It was in the parks and woods and marshes along the shore, in the fields farmers plowed, in the green life spinning out toward the sun, in the gray faces of the boulders and the cliffs, and in the dark caves burrowing inward. Invisible, the river was in the houses, perched in its sight, in the bridges and the confident roads. For some time now it had withdrawn its attention, but it hadn't relinquished its claim. It was inhaling now, taking stock of itself, taking its time. You couldn't exactly define the river, certainly not as its usual channel. It was too alive to be captured in such caricature, too rich not to be more complex. You couldn't control, you couldn't contain, you couldn't take for granted, no matter how hard you tried, no matter how softly you let the river lull you over the years, no matter how you sang its praise, no matter how you hyped its land, its views, no matter how high, how hopefully, how hard you dammed its persistence, no matter how you tried to sandbag its desires. The river was too alive to be unchanging. Heraclitus got it right. You couldn't step into the same river twice. It was bound only to express its expansive nature from time to time. Never argue with a river. Better poets than I have compared it to an ancient god. Wherever the gods are, brother, sister, respect them. Spit at the heavens, the proverb says, and you spit in your own face. Reflect on this, this poet says. The same thing happens when you spit in the river. Let us then give praise to the river. Let us make offerings, our animals, our homes, our cars, our lives, our various baseball card collections. For the river came down to us from the highest places, yea, the very heavens. It rose up to swallow us whole. This engulfing river tiptoeing up the steps to the gateway arch to the west. This river is all rivers. This disorderly flowing oneness. This carrier of flotsam and waste. This is the sacred Ganges pouring down through Krishna's dreaded hair to devour, to nourish, to shape, to revise this on-flowing poem, to curse and to bless. Something imperturbable about the rise of a river, a majestic calm to meditate upon, if it weren't so life-threatening. Sometimes the river flashes fiercely and springs like a cat, but now the river offers time, intense geological time, to reflect, to consider what to do, where to go, what to take with you, and what to leave the I'm going to read another poem. This one is not in the anthology. It's in a little book I did called Us, or U.S. in parentheses. Also has some river imagery in it. It's called Coming Together for my wife, Adelia. Where the Mississippi and Missouri meet, I met you, Princess of the Nile. We smiled across the table of Kansas with its gigantic bouquet of corn. You drew me toward you like the sun does a river, like the sea does a river, like the sun a flower, like some vast hole in space pulsing with contained light. You swallowed the white night, wrapped me in your Afric cloak, filled a bowl with herbal smoke and pulled long and deep, and I drew to the musky draft, long and deep like the Mississippi itself, long and deep, winding down from the frozen north to southern marshy climes. The dark willows of the south enfolded us, the balconies of New Orleans, the tomb of its voodoo queen, Marie Laveau, we stood below, its white stone face streaked with human blood and graffitied with cryptic scratches left by feline souls. And we drew again long and deep, swallowing the night of flaming crosses, robed in hooded riders, limp bodies swinging neath the shadows of trees. Negress and wandering Jew, we swallowed these sad histories. Nazis, billy clubs, snarling dogs, inquisitioners, masses, priests and governors, whirling in the smoky Mississippi, enslavement in Egypt, America, the body, whirling and winding in the smoke up to the sky. White as the bones of the death camps, white as the tufts of cotton plants, white and whirling in the night. Your Moses came floating to you on a raft of vegetation, buoyant with meditation. He saw himself reflected in your eye, a pharaonic sigh clouded overhead. The spirits of the dead clucked their tongues. Out of the jungle came a rumble of drums. A Dixieland trumpet cried over the river, crumbling Levi walls inside our minds, letting the river rush and wind freely to the open sea, bearing you and me and the burden of our history, bearing you and me on the waves of sacred mystery. Children of the sun, man and woman, one, are exiles masked by knowing smiles. Thank you. I want to just end with a very short poem called After the Rain. Robins hopping, looking down for worms and up for other robins.